Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Jingle, 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 ho, 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 hola, como esta, welcome to the show. It's my vibe today.
Wow, it is that time of year, isn't it?
You like what you hear?
I do like what I hear. I really do, even though it doesn't feel like it here in Miami, where the seasons are summer, less summer and hotter summer.
True, true, and
hot. But we are officially a little more than 1 week away from Thanksgiving and the true holiday season of the year. Ooh. You know how I feel about this?
That Mariah Carey is defrosted?
Where is she the rest of the year?
I feel like it's a cave, but like lined in like silk or something.
Yeah, because I don't really ever see her do anything until holiday season rolls around, and then it's like, bam, PR.
By the way, I notice you're still sporting a little bit of your meditation voice from last week's episode.
You think so?
Yeah, it's a very soothing.
Who is she? Who was she?
I don't know, but a part of her is here today.
Well, I can only wish to fully embrace that version of myself.
Yeah,
but awesome. I think that this one is just a little tired.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We've had a pretty crazy couple weeks, Mrs. Stefan.
Yeah,
Miss Shining Rockstar.
Oh God, please.
Miss Viral on all platforms. No. Seriously, come on. We're in less than a week in, and you have like what, like 15 million across the top three.
Okay.
I haven't even checked today.
Okay,
well
Jermaine.
Deserved. Well deserved, baby. It's
thank
about
you,
time.
Thank you, but a time for that show soon come. Today we're talking about the joyous spirit of the holidays, and in our case, the holidays.
Yep. I the holidays are special to me because I kind of took the lead in like my immediate family, and like, you know, especially my mom's house where I was most of the time.
Yeah.
To foster in my family, and my sister and I both, I think, share that like spirit for the holidays because of that, because it wasn't like such a big deal in my house.
Yeah,
you know, we had several Christmases with no Christmas tree because my mom just, no, but it's okay. You know, I had a Christmas tree in other places, and then I realized, you know, that I could just give myself, you know, these Christmases. So now I do.
But I love the holidays. Yeah. I love cooking. I love cooking for people I love. I love spending time with the people that I love. Yeah. I love colder seasons and those smells of cinnamon and nutmeg. And
the colder season that is one day in my life.
That's why I tend to like to escape too. I'm all for family trips around the holidays.
Who was it that said a couple days ago, sorry to be ignorant, but what the hell do you guys eat for Thanksgiving? I'm like, girl, we eat the house as vegans, you know?
Oh, right.
I'm like, we eat the house down on Thanksgiving. I mean,
yeah, you can make any typical Thanksgiving side vegan.
I'm like, have you seen that meme that's like beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes?
Literally.
You name it. Delicious.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Okay, well, that holiday is around the corner. And what I love about it, especially for us a lot of the time, is that we have a lot of leftovers. So I have two categories of my favorite because the day of, I want to sample everything. I'm on a Thanksgiving cruise ship, baby. I am on the, what's it called? The pilgrim. I am in a bonnet. I'm in the bonnet buffet, baby. I want a little bit of mashed potato, you know, vegan gravy, depending on who made the green bean casserole. I want some of that. I want your cranberry sauce.
My cranberry sauce, yes.
And then, you know, which is maybe a lot of people don't know, in Cuban tradition, we have like lechon and rice and beans. A normal Cuban side for Thanksgiving would be like black beans.
Black beans, moros, exactly.
You know what I mean? And you pop some
for those
gravy.
Who don't know, lechon is like roasted pig.
Yeah.
Roasted pig.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But then the real tea, which I really think is like a millimeter away from my favorite Thanksgiving meal, is the next day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I'm talking about is the Holy Grail. The Trinity of Thanksgiving. The next day Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. I'm talking about the perfect bread. All right. I'm talking about the one that has like the little huequitos, the holes, like the air bubbles, so that, you know, you're going to stack this shit up. So, you know, you got to make sure that it can contain it. It's got to be thick, but it's got to let it breathe, baby. Got to let it breathe. So you got, you know, your tofurkey, or if you eat meat, you know, your turkey. You got a little bit of cranberry sauce. Put some mashed potatoes in there. Why are you scared? Don't be scared.
So good.
A little bit of gravy.
It eats the whole thing.
You know, put that bread on there. You toast it.
Oof.
You toast it. And you cut it in a little triangle.
Ooh.
You can even pop some more sides on the plate.
Oh, yeah. Like mac and cheese on the side.
Ah, or a zopa. Anyway, Thanksgiving leftover day sandwich.
Do you know what some people do?
Hmm.
Well, when you have like lechon, and I guess you could just do this with your turkey too. I have seen a lot of people grab post like Thanksgiving or post holiday meal lechon and make croquetas.
What?
Yes, girl. All you have to do is make a salsa de bechamel. And you mix that in with your whatever your meat is.
And you know they prep the meat like 2 days before. Oof. So
yeah,
those
that thing
croquetas
is marinating
must be
off the chain.
Wow. How had I never heard of that? Caja chinas and lechon. And of course.
Oh, my God. Caja chinas, a pinnacle of Miami.
Oh, my God.
Miami freaking Latin America. That is so cool because I don't know if you know this about caja chinas. Caja chinas literally translates to the Chinese box. Uh-huh. And there was this dude, can't remember the dude's name, who saw Chinese people cooking with this like wooden box that then they would cover with coals, burning coals, hot coals in like the 50s. And then it wasn't until like, I want to say 1985 here in Miami, he replicated and started to create la caja china. So it was something that like kind of started to be developed simultaneously between Cuba, the island, and like the people who have emigrated over here.
They didn't do it in Cuba?
I'm sure some Cubans did it, but it's not like a typically Cuban thing. It literally is a Chinese box.
Because for us here in Miami, caja china is like...
Caja china is like a... That's what you have,
you know,
to cook your
New Year's
your
Eve, Thanksgiving sometimes, parties, you know.
Right.
Maybe a wedding, depending on who's getting married. Quinces.
Yeah.
Feeling down? Fire up a caja china. It's actually really vile. Like the pig is like, has a stick going through its whole body. And
okay.
It's like this. Anyway, let's move on.
But it does produce very crispy skin, which is like the most coveted part of La Caja China or Pernil if you're from Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic. Different names for similar dishes, just prepared slightly differently.
But yeah, so we would have typically that. But that's my to answer your question, that's my favorite Thanksgiving meal.
Do you prefer to eat the American dishes or the Latin dishes?
Both. First of all, everybody knows you got to go hungry to Thanksgiving. So for your first stomach, for your Cuban stomach, you have the...
I'll have some rice and beans, but I like, you know, try to stay away from them.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, we eat them all the time.
That's the thing.
I'll eat all of it, though. I'll make room.
Okay. I know. Yeah. But for me, it's like, see, why is it that we only eat the, like, the green bean casserole and, like, all of these dishes, the sweet potato casserole, which I know you're not the biggest fan of, but I... certainly love, especially when the marshmallows are toasted.
No.
Dios mío.
That's just, that's
delish.
That's a savory thing disguised as a dessert, and it ends up being neither.
It's not a dessert. It's not disguised as a dessert. It's
sweet,
a side.
Unsweet. It's got marshmallows on it.
But it's like, it's good. It really just...
I respect it.
It just blends so well with all the other Thanksgiving fixins.
Enjoy it.
Like stuffing.
More for you. Yeah. Oh. That's another thing.
I love an herby stuffing. Anyway, why do we eat these things once a year?
I agree. We were talking about it the other day.
Why?
I think that a lot of people also make it a thing to like prep. They're already off maybe that weekend or whatever. So they're prepping their food. They're prepping maybe with people that they love. They're doing Friendsgivings. I think a part of it is all the time that it takes to prep it. Even though everybody complains, I think that's like part of the specialness, you know what I mean? So I don't think that ain't nobody got time to, you know, be prepping, you know, turkeys and stuff for 12 hours.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Have you seen those people that deep fry them?
Oh, deep fried. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had deep fried turkey. It's delicious. Turkeys are actually, it's actually really sad. Do you know how many turkeys are killed for Thanksgiving annually?
It's really messed up.
Do you know the number, though?
No, do you? How many?
I want you to guess.
I follow a lot of turkey sanctuaries. Let me guess.
Really?
Like on Instagram, you can follow, and because there are a lot of people that will rescue turkeys. And, you know, it'll show also how intelligent they are and loving they are. Anyway, how many turkeys are massacred for Thanksgiving?
Annually in the United States.
Has to be millions.
Okay, how many?
5 million.
Is that your final answer?
10 million.
Is that your final answer? 40.
40 million.
Estimated 40 million turkeys annually.
That's terrible. And a bunch of those, I bet, don't get eaten or get thrown out. That's so terrible. But there are turkey sanctuaries out there, guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
Aw. And honestly, tofurkey's not that bad.
No.
And everybody knows the best part's the rest of the food anyway, so.
Exactly.
Are there any other, like... holiday traditions and Thanksgiving, Christmas, otherwise, because I know we celebrate Christmas, not even because we're Christian, because we don't do any of the religious things. A lot of people in the world do celebrate the religious element of Christmas as a holiday, but I do feel like a lot of us are just like, it's time to hang out with your family and give them gifts just because you love them.
That's another thing, like, why do we eat Thanksgiving food once a year? Like, we shouldn't need a day to hang out with everybody in the family. You know what I mean? But we talk about it a lot on this podcast. Like, life gets chaotic and stuff has been so crazy that for me personally, I don't even, you know, a lot of the time think about the origin of, you know, these actual holidays or days or religious affiliation. I think about
family.
Yeah. And my memories up till now.
Yeah.
Of those, spending time with my family, cracking up, having food fights on New Year's, and even cringing at the Caja China when I was not a vegetarian, but then standing over the tin foil thing that it ended up with and making a sandwich of the skin and the meat and the skin.
Oh my God.
And, you know, like playing hide and seek with the cousins, you know, while the family argued Cuban politics.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? And your uncle smoked a cigar in the corner.
The music,
you know what
is blaring.
Yeah, just like
good times.
Yeah, it's stuff like that I think. That's why I like to honor it. And the more that time passes, I told you the other day, like when my grandma isn't here, you know, like it's a way that I feel close to her a lot too.
Baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. That's another thing about the holidays.
I'm tired too.
Give me a minute. Don't cry, baby. Oh, cry, cry. You can cry. I don't want to.
But anyway, so.
We miss our loved ones.
It's just hot in here. My eyes are sweating.
Oh, yes. So hot in the space
AC. The spacesuits are messing up. Hold on. Anyway, I do feel now that I'm thinking about it, though, that I need to, for Christmas, get a few of my family members therapy. No, for the, well, that came out wrong, but not really. For this specific thing, the decorations. I don't know what it is about some members in my family. Lily! And my grandma, Lily, Capaz Descanse, and she's probably Christmas listening trees. To us. Abuela, I'm sorry, but you know that this is true. My grandma, this is a big memory I have of the holidays. Not only did she have exact days that you had to put up her decorations, right? It had to be put up on that day or else, like,
what girl, day was that?
Ugh, I'm going to have to call my mom to remember. But it was like the day after this, the day after that.
Call her really quick, call her really quick.
Okay, let's see.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. We are sitting here in outer space, and we're doing an episode about the holidays. And I was remembering Abuela and, you know, thinking about how much I remembered all her rules and all her special things. And I was trying to remember what were the days that she had set aside for setting up.
Oh, the Christmas tree was December 8th.
And what was the reasoning?
Before or after?
Oh my
gosh.
Because
of, it's the day of La Concepción.
Oh.
And because the conception or something.
Mm.
Although I don't know how she was conceived on the 8th and born on the 25th. Pero bueno. I think it was La Sagrada Concepción, I believe.
Yeah. Oh. So Immaculate Conception.
Number 8.
Oh man.
You couldn't remove the tree until after January 6th in Día de los Reyes. You couldn't put balls and bows on the same tree. Don't ask me why.
That one I remember very fondly.
Would come and arrest you if you did such things. She had that calendar that she would hang up every year and count down the 12 days of Christmas.
Aww. Yes. We used to call it Vieja's Enchanted Forest. And she would, Mom, remember when she would go around, because she had very, you had to put, also she had like a ladder decoration of these little, you know, Santa. Right.
Oh, the snowman had to be at the base of the tree because he had no legs. And I'm going, well, how does he climb then? She was like major gift wrapper. Everything had to be done just so. He made ribbons. She did all the cards in calligraphy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the food she had at her house. She always had the turrón, right?
Yes, the turrón had to be a whole plate, a three-layer like plate of different turrones.
Anyway, well, thank you. We were just verifying those dates, so I didn't get them wrong. Love you. I'll call you later.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. You see, oh my goodness,
that's
my grandma
hilarious.
Had, yeah, at the time, you know, sometimes people would get frustrated by all her little rules and things, but, you know, when those
really
people
makes
are,
sense.
Yeah, but when those people are no longer here, that's, you know, you sit around and you laugh about it and you remember it and you almost want to keep some of them going.
So
it's hilarious. So she's so funny. I could see her wagging her finger.
I love that. I love that. And it's actually a perfect segue to the next part of the conversation.
Ah.
You know that I do not miss an opportunity to collect a couple of facts.
No, so she does not.
Your mom mentioned a couple of interesting dates that are actually widely celebrated in Latin America, and I would love to share them with you.
I would love to hear them.
All right.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, but you know, before I get into the facts, I want to mention one thing that we haven't mentioned, and I think that a lot of us sort of forget about, because we're just used to Christmas and Thanksgiving, fall and winter being something that's like a cold season. We think of it as like, you know, sweaters and fireplaces. And it's interesting because there are a lot of countries in Latin America that are in the dead of summer on Christmas. All of the countries in the southern hemisphere, like Argentina, parts of Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay.
I never even thought about that.
Yes.
Look
yes.
at you. The more you know.
Ecuador, parts of Peru.
Jam is a jam, jam is a jam, jangle your jam, jangle is a jam, jam, jam.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And another thing that's also very different between our American and Latin counterparts is that, like your mom mentioned, January 6th, some countries recognize Santa Claus the way we do. They just call him Papa Noel. But a lot of countries don't have like Santa Claus as a figure in their holiday traditions, which is why they'll gift exchange on the 6th.
Learning so much.
Yeah. Santa Claus is not a religious figure.
There's also some that are like scary, like Belschnigel.
Exactly. Well, that's like a whole other culture. Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Wax you with a stick and shit. That's who I'm going to be moving on. That's what everyone deserves.
Oh,
cold,
my God.
Like stick wax from Belschnigel.
Okay, so some of the first, this is obviously not an exhaustive list. This is just some that I've gathered that I found to be really interesting. So some of the first holiday celebrations actually began as early as November 24th, which happens to coincide with American Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it's an occasion in Nicaragua called La Purísima. Mm-hmm. And it's like a 9-day period of prayer that essentially in the Catholic tradition celebrates the preparation or the days leading up to the Immaculate Conception of Mary, or the Immaculate Virgin Mary's Immaculate Conception.
Okay.
So after La Purísima, there is on December 8th, this other celebration called La Gritería, which is like this huge, basically, celebration of fire and food. And there's this call and response that like everybody takes part in, that's like, ¿qué causa tanta alegría? And people reply, La Concepción de María, or what brings so much joy? And people shout back, you know, Virgin Mary's conception.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because they're singing in the streets and people visit each other's altars and they give gifts and they share sweets. And certain cities like León will build like these big, you know, they build like this big doll called La Gigantona that goes around the streets. And it's like this, just this big festival celebrating.
I love that.
I know, celebrating the conception of baby Jesus. There's another festival sort of similar in Colombia called La Velitas, which takes place on the Immaculate Conception Eve, I guess, on December 7th.
So much non-sex being celebrated.
And it's really cool because this is, they use light as a way to symbolize like this, the Immaculate Conception. So people will put candles and paper lanterns on their windowsills, their balconies, their porches, all over the streets. Yeah. Cities will take place on like big light displays. And in some parts of like the Caribbean part of Colombia, they'll, you know, party from December 7th until December 8th. And that'll be when they light the candles, like right before they go to bed. And it's, you know, like another holiday, another reason to drink and eat and spend time with your loved ones.
I love that.
I love it too. And people even will walk along like the Cali River, which, you know, they light up with a bunch of different displays. Mm. Las velitas.
I love that.
The little day of the little candles. Mm. Isn't that so cute?
It is. It's lovely.
Yeah.
But it looks so beautiful too.
I bet it does look beautiful. I bet it does. Well, from what I did see, it did look beautiful. Okay, so next up, chronologically, in Mexico specifically, Día de la Virgen de Guadalupe, or Day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, is celebrated. And this is actually super cool because it has some folklore behind it. Mm. So it's believed that in 1531, there was this indigenous boy, Juan Diego, who the Virgin Mary revealed himself to and said, you must build a giant church right where you're standing. And about 100 years later, this church was built, and it is actually the Basilica of Guadalupe, which is one of the largest Christian pilgrimages in the world. Mm. That's, you know, in Mexico City today, was built. And that is why that church exists there. And Juan Diego later on in 2002 was canonized and recognized as a saint. And it is said, supposedly, that still they house this cloak that he was wearing, that apparently when the Virgin Mary appeared to him, the image of her was burned onto the cloak. Ooh. As proof that he had actually seen her. So the story is told like this.
So what if it... What if the cloak, what if that meant that the conception wasn't so immaculate after all?
Well, that's not what that meant. This was 1531. And actually, Juan Diego is the first indigenous person from the Americas to become a saint.
Wow. Yeah. Now we got Celia Cruz on coins.
Oh my gosh.
Look at us. This is so cool. I didn't know any, like, a lot of these things.
Me neither. Me neither. And okay. And I love learning about this.
Thank you. Continue.
Okay. All right. So also in Mexico and in other parts of the world, of course, and if I don't mention your country, please forgive me. It's there's actually not enough literature about these traditions that take place on the internet, I don't feel. So there's another festival that takes place between the 16th to the 24th of December.
Okay.
And it's called Las Posadas.
Ooh.
And this is in Mexico as well. And it's a religious festival. Las Posadas translates to the inn or the lodgings. And it's basically celebrating the journey that Joseph and Mary did from Nazareth to Bethlehem, searching for a place to give birth to baby Jesus. And in their 12-day journey, the 12 days of Christmas, in their 12-day journey, they were consistently denied until eventually they gave, you know, Mary gave birth to baby Jesus in a stable in Bethlehem. So
what did they do with the partridge in a pear tree? Let me tell you something. I feel so bad for these people because they...
What
get celebrated?
Oh,
every year by so many people, and they're not here to enjoy it.
You're absolutely right.
I'm so sorry, Jesus and Mary.
So what happens in Mexico is that these las posadas, these like parades, these processionals, essentially take place, usually led by a child dressed as an angel, and it's mostly children, but adults join in, musicians and people join in, and they're singing songs and they're stopping at these selected houses and asking to be, you know, asking for lodging, and they're traditionally told no, they're denied, and they'll say prayers, and you know, they'll be denied lodging, but like oftentimes provided refreshments by the people.
Oh, but like they're reenacting it.
They're reenacting
they
it, yeah.
They actually need a place to
No,
sit.
They do not.
I'm like, this is a terrible... I'm like, no, this is my least favorite... No. You tell the orphans that they no, can't stay with you.
No, they're like children dressed in gold and silver robes. you know, like going from
place to place. I was about to say, I do not.
No, there's a great ending to it.
Okay, great.
So this happens every night, and every night, usually after the processional, there was a mass that's held. And at the end of it, guess what happens?
Children in a river, according to this story.
No, they don't throw the children in the river. The children then break star-shaped piñatas, traditional Mexican star-shaped piñatas, because those symbolize the star that the three kings followed to reach baby Jesus. And it's filled with candy and sweets and, you know, all good stuff. No, it's filled with
razors and knives.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, the story starts with there are these orphan children that are going from house to house dressed like angels getting denied lodging. What is this?
That's not what I said. And this is a very serious religious tradition.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, listen, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just an asshole. I'm so sorry.
But don't you think the piñata part is sweet?
No, I love all of these things. First of all, I love anything that brings people together.
They say their prayers and they, you know, they come together in community.
It involves music. It involves dressing up, which I love.
Yes.
Piñatas. Food. Who doesn't love a good piñata?
Food.
Refreshments.
And a cute little kid dressed like an angel leading the whole thing.
I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm in.
Okay.
Sign me up.
There you go.
I'm so sorry.
Las Posadas.
Las Posadas.
December 16th through the 24th.
All right. Wow, it's a long parade.
Yeah. So, the 24th, we know.
Noche buena.
Noche buena. Yeah. Noche buena. Or Christmas Eve. Which is, I think it's safe to say that in Latin countries, it's really Christmas. Even though we call it Noche Buena. We do celebrate Christmas Day. A lot of people will go to mass. And that tends to be a day of like relaxation or, you know, like I think it's more of like a toned down getting together.
Right.
But Noche Buena is the day that you party and you eat and you have the feast. Whereas like Americans traditionally might feast on Christmas Day. We do that Christmas Eve.
I feel like I know a lot of families that will open even all of their gifts on Noche Buena.
A lot of people do exchange gifts on Noche Buena. A lot of most Latin American countries that celebrate Christmas will give the exchange the gifts on Christmas Eve. And it's not just, obviously, we don't just eat lechon. That's us as Cubans, but other countries, I mean, we'll have a bunch of other traditional meals like tamales.
Of course. At least my experience growing up, there were a lot of us that gathered. And I love the fact that also as like children of immigrants, but who are also share American culture, we can kind of enjoy both.
And yeah, for sure.
I love the fact that you have all these days off. Why not? See your family again. See different parts of the family. Spend time with people that you don't usually see.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
I love that. Yeah. I think that we should, I feel like we get so possessive over our family members on the holidays. We'll be like, no, you have to spend it with me. And I actually think it would be nice if you know, like we took trips to spend it with like extended family members.
Yeah.
I'd love to go see my godmother in North Carolina and spend like a holiday with her and her family.
Yeah. Like she's listening to this like, oh shit. Make up the guest bedroom. Me. Hurry up. Make the guest bedroom up. Okay. Continue on your journey here.
Okay. So of course, on Christmas Day, Navidad, you know, that's, people go to church and, you know, celebrate religious services, but it really is more like a relaxing family day.
I have one for Christmas Day for you that I learned about.
Tell me.
It's called Las Patinatas.
Patinatas or patinetas?
No, it's called Las Patinatas because in Venezuela.
What does that mean?
So I'm going to tell you. In Venezuela, and unfortunately, there's a lot of political unrest there now. So it hasn't. I read this amazing article about how it hasn't been able to continue this tradition and a lot of people miss it because it's something that's so, you know, representative of their culture specifically, which is beautiful and really sad because, you know, I hope that there's a time when they can do it again and feel safe. But, you know, according to their tradition, a lot of kids, you know, the gifts that they would want and receive on this day would be like bikes or rollerblades or, you know, things of this nature.
And like things with wheels?
Right, things with wheels. Uh-huh. And also something that everybody always did was go to Christmas Mass, like a lot of other people do as well.
Yeah.
So they would make it like a mass thing where they would even close the streets to have everybody ride their new toys or ride their skateboards or rollerblades or whatever to Mass.
Wow.
You know, so you could like have fun and enjoy it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, so we should you know, like skating in these things, you learn about all these amazing things. Like, why can't we have a piñata on Christmas?
We absolutely can.
And then educate your family about, hey, look, this is something that they do.
Well, it's not on Christmas, but yeah.
And then I'll be like, hey, I'm denying you lodging. Get the fuck out. Anyway.
It's Christmas Eve, really.
What happens after Christmas?
Okay, so after Christmas, you're going to... This might be your actual favorite one.
Oh.
So this is not something that takes place everywhere, but it does take place across several countries in Latin America and in Spain. And it's called El Día de los Santos Inocentes,
ooh,
or the Day of the Innocent Saints. And it's commemorating, there's no historical recollection of this, it's only in the Bible. The story is that King Herod found out that there was a prophecy for a new child that would be born and become king,
okay,
Christ child. And he ordered every male under 2 years old to be executed.
Oh.
And they were actually considered to be the first Christian martyrs.
What is wrong with you?
Hold on.
You're going to really like this one. Everybody under two dead.
This is not the part that you're going to like.
Okay.
So now the way that they commemorate and like pay tribute to these children is that December 28th is like Latin American April Fool's Day. So it's basically a day where people just play like tricks and pranks on each other.
And dance on the graves of martyred children.
I thought you would like the prank day. It's like April Fool's Day and Christmas time. December 28th.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? April Fool's Day and Christmas. I'm down.
Okay. There you go. You like it now?
Yeah, you know, these biblical times and all these, you know, people be rough.
Okay, hello. And, you know, all over the place, all over the world mostly, we celebrate Fin de Año, December 31st, New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is interesting because we all, I feel like, tend to celebrate globally in a very similar way. We have parties, we have food, we have drinking, we have fireworks.
I don't like New Year's.
You don't like New Year's.
Every year that New Year's passes, it just reminds me
that
I'm
old,
closer to death. And
wow,
it gives me this weird nostalgic feeling, but a bad nostalgic. And the countdown makes me nervous.
Wow.
And I feel like there's pressure.
Oh, I actually love New Year's. It gives me a sense of renewal.
Okay. I like New Year's Day.
I don't like New Year's Day.
New Year's Day
stresses me out. New Year's Day, I'm like, all right, I got to hurry up and I got to go to the gym and I got to start my diet and I got to do this and I got to do that and meditate. And,
we went and saw the sunrise on New Year's Day, and that was beautiful.
That is beautiful. But I do like New Year's Eve. But as Latinos, we have a lot of weird, funny traditions.
Yes.
Like eating the 12 grapes.
Yes, the 12 grapes.
One for every month.
Yep.
That's good luck.
Oh my God, the luggage.
Hello, the luggage. Walking around with the suitcase around the house or around the block to go traveling that year. The color of your underwear.
Yeah.
Yellow for good luck, red for love. No, but
you guys, the luggage kills me. Don't skirt over that. A bunch of people around me growing up would do the luggage, and it was something that they had to do, and they swore that it
was like a time? Or just you have to do it on New Year's Eve?
No, it has to be on New Year's Eve.
Or New Year's Day.
No, it has to be like right after New Year's happens, right? I have to ask Mari. She probably has her New Year's luggage ready to go.
No, and
polishing it off already.
And like my question is the luggage packed or is it empty?
No, it's empty.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you're supposed to be like inviting
the traveling.
Traveling.
Like, isn't it more accurate if like you're like got my clothes ready to go?
You know what?
Like maybe really
we need to talk
it
to the superstition council.
Some people hold silver at midnight. So when the clock strikes 12, you're already starting the new year, like holding on to your riches. People burn effigies, like symbols of what the old year represented all over the world. Colombia, Ecuador, Paraguay, Mexico.
I'm going to do a handstand this year to bring in the new year.
Chileans eat lentils also for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Some people hang a toy lamb outside of their house or throw a bucket of water. Cubans throw a bucket of water out the window. Some people hide money all over the house. And, you know, it's supposed to be good luck when you find it, you know.
Yeah, because you're drunk. So then 2 days later, you're like, woo!
Or just sweeping dirt out of your house or cleaning the house before the new year begins.
Yeah.
Funny, but all great. I love all of them.
I love
them all, honestly.
I love things like that.
Me too. It just shows like even if we in other ways don't demonstrate it, or even if we deny it, human beings at the end of the day we hope for magic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We really do hope for magic.
We're dreamers.
We
believe
we are such dreamers. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's cute that we walk around with empty luggages and eat grapes at midnight.
I know.
And
wear yellow underwear.
Yeah, it's cute of us.
The funny thing is that, like, animals and other things in nature probably laugh at us. Like,
I think I would do.
What are these people doing? They're like.
Meanwhile, all days are the same days for them. Who knows? But what if they're having their own ceremonies in the dark that we don't even know about?
Nah, they know shit we don't.
I believe
you.
That too. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Anyway, what's after New Year's? Well, I don't want it to end.
Día de los Reyes Magos.
Ah, Three January Kings 6th, Day. Grandma's favorite.
Yes. So it's the Epiphany. It's the day that the three wise men found Jesus Christ. And this is when they gave him the three gifts, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Yep. So that's why most Latin countries... A gift exchange takes place on January 6th.
Yes.
And little kids, they have so many similarities to Christmas. Little kids will put their shoes by the door. Sometimes they'll put like grass for the camels.
The camels.
Basically like, you know, and write letters to the three kings saying, you know, how good they did that year so they can get gifts. And then the next morning they wake up to the gifts and families come over and they have celebrations and I go to church. And it's basically like Christmas too.
Yeah, my grandma loved Three Kings Day. She would lure me back to her house with gifts and then teach me all about.
Yeah. And another thing that takes place is they eat the rosca de reyes. It's like the sweet bread that has the nuts and the dried fruit and sometimes actually has the baby. It's kind of like king's cake that they have in New Orleans.
Right. That's right.
It has a little baby Jesus.
Little baby Jesus in the
little
manger.
Baby Jesus in the manger. Ooh, which is really cool because that's another thing that we haven't talked about is like the other traditions that we do, like los nacimientos.
Oh my God, the giant
nativity.
You read
sets.
My mind literally as you were saying. Ooh, all of a sudden I got a flashback of the giant nativity scene in all these people's houses growing up, like full blown, and the little. My grandma had tiny ones and huge ones.
So a lot of people will not put the baby Jesus in the manger until after like midnight mass on December 8th for the conception of baby Jesus.
I'm going to need a manual for all these things.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really like
Xmas for Dummies.
Yeah.
305 edition.
Hello. Other than, you know, the Roca de Reyes, there's a lot of other foods that are traditional holiday foods. Okay, so in Mexico, Venezuela, El Salvador, Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, a bunch of Latin countries, tamales or ayacas or pasteles, whatever you call it.
Oh, you're going to make me hungry. Same thing. Oh, no.
A corn-based masa that holds their sweet ones, savories, meat, cheese, fruit, vegetables, whatever you want to put it in, usually steamed in a corn husk or banana leaf.
Delicious. We got an expert class how to make tamales.
Yes, we do. We did have an expert. Shout out to Moraima.
Shout out.
We Mori. Did have an expert class. Again, lechon or pernil.
Mm-hmm.
Roasted pig, you know, Cuba, DR, PR. We all have
Cuba,
that.
DR, PR.
Yeah. this is actually inspired by the Italian counterpart, panettone.
Panettone!
Latinos have panettone, the sweet cake bread. I don't know if it's a cake or a bread that has the dried fruit in it. That it's honestly delicious.
Talk about a family Christmas. My brother's in
family Christmas. Talk about the family Christmas.
Talk about the family tradition. Yeah, not Christmas.
I knew you.
Camilo and Diana's, my brother's in-laws, giant panettone.
Giant panettone. I'm talking about Sasha's grandparents.
Like the size of a car
wheel.
It's
like 3 feet
wide. It's the size of a car wheel.
It really is. A cartwheel.
A cartwheel.
Oh, I'm like the size. No, it's larger than a cartwheel, I think. I don't know. It's massive. Put it this way. We take a huge, like, loaf size piece home, and it's probably like 1/15.
You can't even see it.
Of the whole, yeah.
You guys take a piece? Yeah.
Panettone, sidra, which is apple cider. Delicious. Yeah. Warm or cold.
That reminds me of my grandma's.
Coquito.
Coquito.
There's like a lot of. Couples. Coquito is Puerto Rican eggnog with rum and coconut, which is fire and will destroy eggnog every day of the week. But Mexicans have their own version. I think it's rompope. And Cubans, crema de vie. Like, that's...
Coquito has made it around, though.
Coquito is...
It's like eggnog.
It is. It's like... It's coconut-based eggnog with rum.
Yeah.
Fire.
Cinnamon.
So good. And they have vegan eggnog. Vegan coquito. People have gifted us vegan coquito before. So good. So good. Buñuelos, which is essentially fried dough, and they serve it with sugar or syrup.
Yep.
Delicious. Turrón. Which is technically Spanish, but I feel like we've all adopted it. It's like a nougat. Is it nougat? Is it nougat or nougat?
It's a nougat.
Is it nougat or nougat?
Nougat.
Let's ask Siri.
I think it's nougat.
Nougat?
Nougat.
Hey Siri, how do you pronounce the word that's spelled N-O-U-G-A-T? Nougat. It is nougat.
Nougat.
Okay, it's nougat. Okay, it's nougat. Nougat. It's a nougat confection made of. It's a nougat. It's a nougat confection. It's a nougat confection
no,
made
word
of honey.
Is losing. No.
Anyway, yeah, it's a nougat.
Losing all meaning.
Nougat. Nougat.
Sounds like a little creature now.
Anyway. I'm nougat. Okay, nougat.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Nougat. Manjar blanco, which is Peruvian. It's essentially like a milk-based creamy dish similar to dulce de leche. Ponche navideño, which is so funny. I love words like
that.
Which is Christmas punch. Ponche. Yeah, Christmas punch with all the fixings. There's so much typical Latin traditional foods that are just off the chain.
Delicious.
So good.
And made with a lot of love.
So always.
Yeah.
I'm ready to dive into the holidays.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people pass down recipes too, which is super special.
Yeah. It's family. It's tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, look at us.
Or like the fight for like, who's making the cornbread? I'll never forget Amber, Jem's sister. Where's the cornbread? People start like fighting about the food or like opening their pants or.
Yeah.
Making you food. You know, there's something called, it's an American thing. It's like the fruitcake. You know how apparently it's like nobody really likes fruitcake, but everybody gives each other fruitcake.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've heard a bunch of jokes about it. How like, I mean, do you like fruitcake?
I don't know if I've ever had fruitcake.
It's like sad panettone. It's like dry panettone with like unnecessarily radioactively colored dried fruit inside of it.
Okay.
In the shape of like a like a bundt cake.
Okay, no, thank you. But yeah. I think that's what Roca de Reyes is like.
Well, people don't like it so much that they literally like have competitions where they roll it down a hill and like see who can roll it the farthest. That's and hilarious. Like launch it at stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. Fire.
And I love when, you know, you get to create your own.
Yeah, we've hosted Thanksgiving at our place.
Yeah, but I mean like our special Christmas mornings.
You love the Christmas mornings.
I mean, I love everything. Time with family, time with what, you know, like with your cousins, with your young family. But something about the traditions that you make with your partner are special.
Yeah.
That's your person.
They're different.
You know, so. Different.
It feels like you're, yeah, it's like sacred ground.
I'll never forget. I have an image of me in like my gay ass flannel shirt, and you had gotten me this dope ass like corset belt. So I put it over my flannel shirt.
Oh.
And I think
champagne.
At some point you got me like these dope pants. So I had tried on the pants, but then I took them off. So I was literally like pantless in my flannel shirt with my corset, with our with our morning Christmas Prosecco.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
That was a great memory. Great Christmas.
Well, I hope that everybody else also, you know, like we mentioned, it may not be easy all the time, but take your time that you have with your loved ones, or that be your friends, you know.
Family you make.
Yeah, the family you choose, you know, people who are there for you. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah. It's special.
It is. And look how many years, if it feels like a lot longer than it was, or, you know, but there was some time there where we didn't have the option to be together. So
true.
We have to be, it's not about the gifts. I know everybody's like, it's not about the gifts. It's
no,
really
it really
not.
Really isn't.
I know, but like when you really think about it.
Although I love the gift giving part, you know.
I know, but I like giving the gift.
I like giving gifts. I love wrapping them. And yeah. I love, you know, like the choosing of them.
Yeah, but.
It's an opportunity to be like, I know you. Like, I listen. Like, I listen. I know you. I love you.
Yeah, like I would rather, anybody that really knows me knows, even if you've never drawn one day in your life, I would rather you take half an hour and like, do a portrait of me or like a self-portrait of you and like frame and give it to me. I think that's like the coolest gift in the world, and you'd barely have to spend any money.
Well, that's because, yeah, but I don't think, yes, but also if somebody got you something that was super cool and up your alley and cost lots of money, you also would love it.
No.
That's why I'm saying, like, it's just about knowing the person, like knowing what it is, regardless of the price tag, whether you have the money to buy them something extravagant or not, knowing them enough to know what it is that they'd like.
Be full of gratitude. Enjoy your time with your loved ones.
Yeah, we're lucky to have it.
We're lucky to have it. And I'm lucky to have you. And that was really, I learned a lot there. So thank you.
Me too.
I'm going to start incorporating those.
Thank you, guys.
You're going to wake up and have star piñatas all over the house and be like, oh, no.
I will not feel that way.
Oh, man.
No way.
Well, before we leave you today, everybody, and you unbuckle your seatbelts, it's time for everybody's favorite outer space news network, Space News.
All right, what are the truth and lies of space today, madam?
All right, the truth and lies of space? Oh, come on, you know they're all truths. All right, AI chemists, that's right, you heard that right. AI chemists sifted through millions of molecules on Mars, and they found that in the rocks on Mars, of those six metallic elements they are made of, they found that they could make 3.7 million different other kinds of molecules. Oh. Then the AI chemist redirected its scan towards Earth, where it found millions and even trillions of farts. Just farts. Next, see the sun's savage surface like never before in a new time-lapse video by the amazing Miguel Claro. The sun can be seen twerking, smizing, and throwing that fireball in a circle. Savage sun. She's a savage. All right, and last, and this one is very important, guys, time is running out to add your name to NASA's Europa Clipper, which will ride to Jupiter's actual moon, Europa. That's right. The Message in a Bottle campaign offers everyone, including you, the opportunity to have their name stenciled into the microchip bearing In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa. They are, however, limiting any language that could be deemed as inappropriate, so let's hope, fingers crossed, your name isn't Anita Hardcock or Ben Doverbitch. Or you can kiss your dreams of your name making it to Jupiter. Whoa. Goodbye. This has been Space News. Isn't that cool? You can send your name to Europa.
Ben Doverbitch?
I mean, listen. People get creative with names. Have you heard some here? Lesbia, Yuri's Navy, please.
I wonder where you get your space news from every week. But it's always worth it.
I get it straight from the source.
Right.
I look out the window over a spaceship. Yeah. Have you looked out these days?
No, in a while I haven't. I'm feeling actually a little cabin fever.
Well, if you looked out, then you wouldn't be questioning my space news.
Looking forward to landing for some holidays, though.
Yeah, and some food. We'll bring it back in space and see how it fares. But thank you for the knowledge. I'm excited.
Thank you for being here.
And thank you all for being with us, too. We shall see you next week on In Our Own World.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.